So here's the deal. The Travel Masters Learning Community is going to be a source for travel advisors and travel agency owners who want to find support and training in all sorts of concepts and principles that maybe they don't find anywhere else. Things like professional sales skills based on the travel professional's planning process. Things like maybe planning for your business and building a marketing plan and doing all that as a part of a strategic action plan that guides you through your day. And here's the kicker. Travel Masters Learning Community is going to do that live and in person. Now, the question usually comes up at this point, Morris, how in the world are you going to get it all done? I'm Morris Sims, and this is The Business of Sales, Building a Business, Lessons Learned. We want to share with you some practical principles that are going to help you in your business, and we're going to do that by sharing with you what we've learned in building our new business. So hang in there with us. We've got some good stuff for you. But first, just a quick thank you. Thanks for listening and watching, because you know, there's no reason for a podcast if we don't have folks out there actually listening to us and watching what we're doing. So thank you for being here. Our only objective is to help you improve your business and get better at what you do all day long. So if we can help you do that, we're meeting our objective. I've been doing this for over 40 years, helping business owners and salespeople get to where they needed to be or wanted to be. I escaped the corporate world after 32 years. And now we're bringing all those lessons learned into building the Travel Masters Learning Community. For right now, let's just get on to this week's episode. When I stopped to think about what all had to be done to build this business, I was at least overwhelmed. Not just whelmed, I was hugely overwhelmed. This wasn't just any old elephant I was planning to eat. This guy was enormous. Well, here's a quick update on where we are. We've decided on how we're going to record and distribute podcasts, and we have the software to do that. We've solved some of the extremely frustrating technical problems, putting that all together, and Cindy and I are now set to record the first series of podcasts this week. And the first one's going to be made available in mid-September. The strategic action plan is all set, and it's being updated regularly. As a matter of fact, it changes probably every day. But that's okay, because things do change every day. We started learning the membership platform that we're going to use. It's called circle.so, and that's where Travel Masters is going to live. That's where all our stuff is going to be. We started plans for a founders launch, and that's where people can join the membership for a highly reduced monthly tuition that begins in October. And that's where we are so far. The fun part about the founders launch, you get to keep that lower tuition as long as you're a member. Okay? So there are good things going to happen. The question that hit me like a ton of bricks was the one I bet we've all experienced from one point in time or another. How in the world am I ever going to get all this done? Well, I'm going to share that with you today, how we navigated around that question. But things like, what's it going to cost? What platform am I going to put it on? What's the logo going to look like? What are our colors? Our colors? That's one I never thought of, but the marketing people did. How are we going to market the business? What will my partner agree to even help me build this? And thank God she did decide to help me do that. What's it going to contain? How are we going to let people know? Where in God's green earth are we even going to start? Because everything's a priority. It all has to get done. And on top of all that, I still have clients to serve and responsibilities to my clients. Well, here are two more principles that are going to help overcome that whelmed feeling. At least it helped me. And the first one is simply this. You do eat even an enormous elephant one bite at a time. Secondly, you start with the most important bite, the most important high priority stuff, first. The most important part of the sequence has to be the most important things first things first, right? You and I cannot focus on more than one thing at a time. Multitasking is a myth. We simply find ourselves jumping from one thing to another very rapidly, and some folks can do that, and that's great, and they call that multitasking, and that's wonderful. But the problem I find with that for me is that when I'm doing that, I'm not taking the time to drill down and get into the zone, you know, that deep work area where real true creativity lives. So yeah, for me, that's a real life principle, even though it sounds kind of trite. One bite at a time. That principle is very important. We can only focus on one thing at a time and give it the attention and the time it deserves. So eat your elephant one bite at a time. That's a big principle and a big piece toward being able to get it all done. I then started by backing up and taking a look at the big picture of the business and answering a slew of questions. I'm talking about everything you might think of, but things like who's our ideal client and who's going to be our client that's not in the ideal client category? Where are we going to find them? How are we going to invite them to be a part of the membership? What will differentiate us from the rest of the training community out there? What features of the benefits what features of the membership going to have, and what are the benefits to those features? What resources do we need? What resources do we have, and how are we going to do that and sustain growth? What's the business model? What will the revenue flow and expense load look like? What are the metrics we're going to have to measure and the milestones? Milestones for me are points where we're going to look at things and say, we've come this far, but is it far enough? Do we have enough members and enough revenue to keep going? Or should we stop right here at 3 months or 6 months or 12 months and say, yeah, good try, but maybe we ought to go back and rethink some things back to the drawing board. So one bite at a time, Morris. Let's take a quick break right here just to ask for your help, if I may, please. We'll get back to the show as quickly as possible, but the Travel Masters podcast is looking for sponsors, and frankly, so is the business of sales. Our sponsors will have visibility and will have a live segment in each show. They'll be included in all our social media posts and our email newsletters. Where we go, our sponsors go, and they're right out there front and center in front of our audience. So please, join us on this journey to build an outstanding Travel Masters learning community for travel advisors and travel agency owners. Our sponsors on the podcast will be investing in the new business while growing their business in visibility and in many other different ways on the Business of Sales and Travel Masters podcast. So drop me an email and let's talk about the details. You can find me at sims.rm2017@gmail.com. That's sims.rm2017@gmail.com. We'd love to talk to you. But for right now, let's get back to the show. Come on, let's get started. So when I backed up and took a look at the big picture, I just go back and start with the clarity principle about the foundation of business. And I had to get really very, very clear and build that picture of what it was that I wanted for me in building this business. Here's what it boiled down to after much thinking on purpose. I wanted the Travel Masters community to be a business that helps travel advisors and agency owners grow their business to add value to their customers and provide them what they wanted for their business. It's also going to be a business that I can focus on and do the work without putting in 60 to 80 hours a week to do it. I want it to be a business that's going to help me and my family reach our objectives. So if you put that into real live language down in earthly language, it boils down to, I want this business to help our customers grow their business to get what they want while helping me and my family get what we want. Okay, that's the how or the what question. The why question comes next. Why do I want to do this? Well, I got to tell you, it's a hard question for me because it all boils down to the fact that my worth, my self-worth in my eyes comes from earning a living. Yeah, I'm a baby boomer and I think that probably goes along with it, but I put in my time and I got my pension, but my self-worth still comes from earning a living. So things that... Well, it has to be for things that my family can do, the things we want to do for our kids and our grandkids, because that stuff isn't in the pension budget. So why am I doing this? I'm building Travel Masters with my business partner, Cindy Miner, because I want to help others get better and grow their business while providing income for me and my family. Now, the third question in the clarity principle is how. How are you going to do that? Well, how is the strategy? What's our strategy and what are we going to do to operate and grow the Travel Masters community? That was the third question that I had to answer. Our strategy is, first of all, to build a platform of programs that add value for our clients. A special podcast for members, live weekly streaming training classes with travel and business experts, me and Cindy to begin with, and then provide a 10-session course at a huge member discount, a library of resources, a digital self-study course, a blueprint for agency owners' success and growth, a blueprint for advisors' success and growth, and a whole bunch of other ideas and other programs that we're going to use to add value. The second thing is marketing. How are we going to market the membership? Well, we're going to do that through social media, podcasting, podcast guest appearances, speaking at events in the travel industry, and email marketing and personal observation. We're going to do some of each of those things to get the Travel Masters learning community out there in front of the world. Number three, we're going to administer the community via online resources that are inexpensive yet robust. Being able to take monthly tuition payments via automatic credit card payment or a discounted annual payment if we want to go that route. We're going to utilize a new CRM to do most all of that. It hosts our courses, it does our email marketing, and contains our website, and our executive producer and I are going to handle all that administration. Sales will come from our visibility and converting interested prospects into members by showing them the need that they have for our programs and how the programs are going to help them solve their problems. Only through implementation of the professional sales process is that going to be possible, and that's the way we're going to do it. We will always practice what we teach, and that's part of that right there. So to summarize where we are at this point, principles, one bite at a time. It's the only realistic way to proceed. The clarity principle, becoming totally clear about what you want, why you want it, and how you're going to get it. Number three is how is strategy, and that has to be laid out, which is what I kind of did just a minute ago. Next comes the action plan. We call that a strategic action plan, and that is where we will decide what to do when and how we're going to get it all done. But until we get it all lined out in front of us, it's impossible to make those decisions. So that's kind of where we're going right now. Thank you so much for listening. We have a lot to share with you on how the Travel Masters Learning Community comes into being and what we did to get here and how we're going to move forward. And all the business concepts and principles that we learned along the way, we want to share those with you. We're always looking for a sponsor for our show, the Travel Masters Learning Community as a whole, and the business of sales. So if you know somebody, please drop them an email. Drop me an email at sims.rm2017@gmail.com, and we'll talk about the details. Make it a great week. Meet somebody new, learn about their business, and share yours. And when you do that, good things are going to happen. You can do it. I'm certain. We wish you all the best, and until next time, I'm Morris Sims, and this is The Business of Sales, Building a Business, Lessons Learned. Have a great week.